Vice President Dick Cheney says Americans will have to be aware that more terrorist attacks could occur. Last night, he addressed the Republican Governors Association fundraiser here in Washington. Cheney added that many of the steps the country is taking in the wake of September 11th will become permanent. The governors say they're very supportive of the Bush administration's handling of the crisis. The governors want to make sure that they get adequate funding to help offset skyrocketing security-related costs, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
We'll start with the vice president's speech. One of the most frequently asked questions in Washington and around the country these days is, where is Dick Cheney? True, he's done a few television interviews and has made a handful of public appearances, but for security reasons, he does spend most of his time at what is described as a secure, undisclosed location. Cheney was there in person at the Republican governor's event last night, making this reference to his imposed seclusion.
It's just good to see somebody, you know, these days. we don't get many visitors at the cave.
From there, though, the vice president launched into a sober assessment of the challenges presented by the war on terrorism. On the civil defense front, he said every measure is being taken to prevent future attacks and to strengthen the nation's ability to respond should something else happen.
The enemy has shown the capacity to inflict great damage on the United States, and the only safe way for us to proceed is to assume there will be more attacks. In this conflict, for the first time in our history, we will probably suffer more casualties here at home than will our troops overseas.
And the vice president said reality dictates that the sudden focus on measures to increase homeland security cannot be temporary.
They represent an understanding of the world as it is and dangers we must guard against, perhaps for decades to come. I think of it as the new normalcy. On the part of government, it requires greater measures to ensure the safety and security of the American people. On the part of our citizens, it requires vigilance.
16 Republican governors from states large and small stood on the stage behind Cheney as he spoke. The vice president said that state and local governments need to join federal officials in being alert for possible threats. The administration has asked Congress for funds to help offset the new costs that states will incur, costs made even more difficult to bear due to the impact the terrorist attacks have had on the economy. Robert Taft is the governor of Ohio.
Our state health laboratory already has spent $400,000 additional on anthrax for overtime, for some additional equipment, for contracting out other tests on other times of... They have to put aside their routine testing to do anthrax, so that has to be contracted out. That's an additional cost.
And this in Ohio, a state where there have been no reported cases of anthrax.
No, but, you know, we're dealing with every threat, and we're trying to turn the samples around very quickly. We haven't had any anthrax cases, but we're getting a lot of samples in.
Taft said all of this was discussed at the White House yesterday afternoon in a meeting between the Republican governors and President Bush. The governors say the president listened and promised to help. Much of the money for the states will come through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. One governor said things haven't reached an emergency level for individual states yet, but there are concerns among governors, especially if the economic slump drags on. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.